This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne in for a vacationing Bob Edwards. President Bush and Congress are on summer vacation, and both political parties are trying to find a way to take advantage of this time out of Washington. Democrats plan to use it to talk about the economy. Republicans want to hammer home the legislation passed by the Republican House and blocked by the Democratic Senate. Hovering over all is the question of Iraq. NPR's Cokie Roberts joins me now for Morning Edition's weekly political discussion. Good morning, Cokie.
Hi, Renee.
Last week, the Senate Foreign Relations Committee held hearings on Iraq policy. Were there any conclusions?
No, there's a big problem, which is that members of the Senate hate Saddam Hussein, very skeptical about any attempts that he is now seeming to put forward about reintroducing the idea of weapons inspectors. But they have an awful lot of questions about an invasion and what happens after an invasion. Senators Biden, the Democratic chairman of the committee, and Richard Lugar, the Republican ranking member, have raised those questions and don't really know what the answer is. They know it would cost a great deal of money, not only the cost of war, but the cost of oil. There are the continuing problems in Israel with more bombs over the weekend and the concern that until that situation is better under control, going into Iraq would infuriate Arab allies. So lots of questions, lots of reasons to want to overthrow Saddam, but not a good answer on how to do it.
Some members of the Senate have introduced a resolution saying that no military action in Iraq can be taken without prior congressional approval. Where is that likely to go?
Well, that's a good question. That was introduced by Senators Leahy and Feinstein, and the person who is responsible for scheduling the Senate is Tom Daschle, the majority leader. And he's making no commitments about bringing that resolution to the floor. Look, there's always a certain squeamishness on the part of Congress about this, because on the one hand they say, and they say this no matter who's in Congress and who's in the White House, the president shouldn't be doing these, taking these actions without the consent of Congress. On the other hand, they don't want their fingerprints on it. And we saw that before the Persian Gulf War, where Congress basically had to be beaten about the head and shoulders to take up a resolution approving the use of force. But in fact, when they did it, there was a very important debate, and it was one that that did imply consent on the part of the governed, because their elected officials voted for it. But the members of Congress don't want to be implicated, so they're having some problems deciding to bring this up. I can't imagine, by the way, that if they did bring up a vote of action against Iraq, that there would be very many votes against it.
You know, one excuse for not bringing up an Iraq resolution could be that there's a lot of work left undone. Where is the Senate on homeland security and prescription drugs?
Right. Good question. They've gone out without doing them. Senator Byrd, the senior Democratic member, held up the homeland security bill when it seemed to be rushing to approval before September 11th. He's saying, slow down. The Senate is the saucer that cools the hot coffee, and we're doing this too fast. Prescription drugs are a much bigger problem. They just can't get an agreement among enough senators to pass any plan there, and they might not get an agreement. And, you know, let's not forget the fact that this Senate has still not passed a budget resolution. They're really having a very difficult time getting anything done. The Democrats say that's because the Senate's too closely divided. The Republicans say, well, they did it with a closely divided Senate, that the Democrats just can't lead. You'll see all of these issues in the 2002 election, Renee.
Cokie, thanks very much. NPR's Cokie Roberts.